Sagt die Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Baba Kama? Perik Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Shar Shenogach Arba v'chamisha Shvarim Ze Achar Ze. My Shar had a very bad day. My Shar is worth 200 Zuz. He destroyed Reuven Shar. He attacked Shimon Shar. He gored Levi Shar. And did the same for Yehuda Shar. And each of those four Shvarim that he killed was worth 200 Zuz. The Nevelas aren't worth anything. The Gemara explains that my Shar still retains the status of a Shar Tam in regard to all four Shvarim. How could that be? How could a Shar still be a Shar Tam having struck four Shvarim? Don't we say that he becomes a Muyat if he gores more than three times? So the Gemara explains that my Shar went, killed Reuven Shar, saw another Shar, and didn't do anything. Afterwards he saw Shimon's Shar, went after him. Then he sees two or three Shvarim and doesn't do anything. See, he doesn't become a Muyat. You see, if he went one Shar yes, one Shar not, he would become what's called a Muyat L'Sirugin. So we know his pattern, but he doesn't have a pattern at all. He struck Reuven's Shar, didn't do anything to the next Shar, then he struck Shimon's Shar, then he didn't do anything to like two Shvarim that he saw, or three Shvarim that he saw. In order for him to become a Shar Muyat, there has to be a pattern. Either he strikes three Shvarim in a row, or there's some pattern to when he does, when he doesn't. So this Shar, Lamai says, the din of a Shar Tam in regard to all four Shvarim that he attacked. Zakta Mishnah, Yeshalem, who does he pay? After all, the Shar Tam pays only Megufai. So I'm only going to pay 100 Zuz. Who do I pay it to? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, all say, give me the 100. And the answer is, Li'achret Shebehem. Only to Yehuda who was the last one. So the Gemara says, let me tell you what's happening here. My Shar strikes Reuven Shar. Reuven the Nizik goes and grabs the Shar. Says, wait a second, I'm going to get paid Chatzi Nezik from the Shar. I'm holding on to the Shar. So Reuven has a no over here. He's holding on to the Shar to guarantee that he gets paid. That's not always so good. At least not so good for Reuven. Because technically speaking, by Reuven grabbing the Shar and holding on to it, and he benefits from this, he becomes a Shomer Sachar on the Shar. He's Chayim on the Shmira of the Shar. Then, while this Shar is under Reuven's watch, he goes out and does damage and kills Shimon Shar. So now Reuven has to pay out of his Chalik in the Shar Mazik to Shimon, because he's a Shomer, he's responsible. Now Shimon went, and he grabs the Shar. So now Shimon becomes a Shomer Sachar. Reuven became, like, responsible for the Shar instead of me when he grabbed the Shar. Now Shimon, who grabs the Shar after it strikes his Shar, he kind of makes the same mistake in a way. He also takes the Shar into his Rishos to make sure he's going to get paid. And now it gets away from Shimon and strikes Levi's Shar. So me and Reuven say, that's nothing to do with us. The Shar was under your watch, Shimon. So I say, listen, Reuven grabbed my Shar. What do you want from me? What happened afterwards? That's Reuven's problem. Reuven says, listen, Shimon grabbed my Shar. What do you want from me? Whatever happened afterwards is Shimon's problem. Shimon says, well, Levi grabbed my Shar. What do you want from me? Whatever happens afterwards is Levi's problem. Levi says, my Shar struck Yehuda, meaning Yehuda's Shar. And that's where it stops. So Levi has no one to blame. Levi can't say, well, Yehuda grabbed it and then it went and did damage. Nothing happened afterwards. That's why the only one that's really going to pay over here or get paid is Yehuda. He takes the Chatzi Nezek out of the Shar. Now, we've mentioned this before. There's a Machloikus of Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva, how this works, that a Shar Tam pays Megufay. Rabbi Yishmael holds that the Mazik has to pay money to the Nizik, but he doesn't have to pay any more than what his Shar HaMazik is worth. But the Shar itself, that belongs to the Mazik. If my Shar attacks your Shar, forget this whole complicated case. My Shar just attacks Shimon's Shar. Shimon says, pay me Megufay. So the way it works, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is, okay, I have to pay you Chatzi Nezek, assuming that my Shar has the value of this Chatzi Nezek. It's not that you own my Shar. Rabbi Kiva holds, no, they mamash become Shutfe. That's what it means that he pays Megufay. Once my Shar strikes Reuven's Shar, Reuven is a shutef in my Shar. He has that Chatzi Nezek out of my Shar, and he's a shutef. So this Mishnah says the Gemara works according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the Nezek has no shutefis in the goof of the Shar. It's the Balaam who have to pay the money to the Nizik. So if the Nizik grabs the behemoth, you become the Balaam. What should I tell you? He grabbed the behemoth. He's the Shomer. He's totally responsible. Okay, so he said, Lamaisa, Yehuda is the only one who's going to get paid over here. So until now we were talking about a case where the shah was worth 200 zuz. Each Nizik pays Chatzin Nizik 100 zuz. Technically, what's happening is each Nizik is paying it to the next one. I say, listen, I paid already. Reuven grabbed my shah. Reuven says, I paid already. Shimon grabbed my shah. Remember? Shimon says, I paid already. Levi grabbed my shah. And Levi says, I have to pay. But that case, in a way, was simple because each shah was worth the same amount. What's the din vim yesh by meiser? Same case as before. My shah attacked Reuven's shah. Reuven grabs the shah. Then it attacks Shimon's shah. Shimon grabs the shah. Then it attacks Levi's shah. Levi grabs the shah. And then it attacks Yehuda's shah. But the chatzin nezik of the last shah was much less than the chatzin nezik of the nizik beforehand. So there's really extra money over here. So the din is yachzir l'shalafanav. So we go back to the nizik before him. If after Yehuda collects his chatzin nezik, there's still money left over, okay? Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Reb Shimon says, Shimon argues on Remeir, and we'll soon see why. Reb Shimon says, Shar, if you have one shar, let's say Yaakov's shar, Shavim Asayim, that's worth 200 zuz. She Nagach the gourd shar, somebody else's shar, Ruvain's shar, Shavim Asayim, that's worth 200 zuz. The Ein Hanavela Yafaklum. The carcass of the animal, the nevela, is worth nothing. So the mazik is chayv 100 zuz, which is half the nezik of the 200 zuz. Zakr Reb Shimon, zeh, the nezik, Reuven in our mashal, Neitel Mona takes the 100 zuz, which is his chatzin nezik, vezeh, and the mazik, who's Yaakov in our mashal, Neitel Mona. He also takes 100 zuz over here out of the shar hamazik. Both are considered shutfim, partners in the guf of the shar. Now, Rabbi Meir doesn't hold this way. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold that the mazik and the nizik are partners. Yes, it's true, says Rabbi Meir, that a shar tam pays me gufoy, but that's just a way of measuring. You pay chatzin nezek, but only if you have that amount of value in the shar hamazik. But he's not saying that the two are mamish partners. And actually, this is a machlokes between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael holds that the guf hashar belongs completely to the mazik. The nizik isn't a partner in the guf of the shar. It's just that the nizik gets chatzin nezek, and only if the shar is worth that much. Rabbi Akiva holds, no, they're mamish partners. When the Torah said that the shar tam pays me guf, the Torah is saying that the mazik and the nizik are actual partners in the guf of the shar. Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that the nizik is not a partner in the shar hamazik. Therefore, if the nizik grabs the shar hamazik, so the nizik is totally chayiv. If afterwards damage is done, we're not even going to look at the original mazik. It's the shomer who's totally responsible. But Reb Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva, that the nizik becomes a partner with the mazik in the guf of the shar. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, if chazar v'nogach shar achar, if after Yaakov's shar attacked Reuven's shar, and now Yaakov and Reuven are partners in this shar hamazik, if the shar turns around and attacks Shimon's shar, which is also Shavim Asayim worth 200 and the nevela is worth nothing, so Shimon says, can I please have my chatzin nezek and my 100 zuz? So the din is, ha'achrayin, this last nizik, Shimon, so far, he's the last one that suffered over here, noitel mana, he takes 100 zuz from the two partners equally. Yaakov and Reuven are partners. The mazik and the nizik are partners. Fine, if you're partners, so each of you pay half. So if the original shar mazik was worth 200, and Yaakov was the sole owner, after it attacked Reuven's shar, Reuven says, I'm a 50-50 partner. I own 100, and you own 100 out of this shar. We're both partners. But now, this shar that was owned by Yaakov, and Reuven attacked Shimon's shar, which is also worth 200 zuz. So again, who pays Shimon his 100 zuz, his chatzin nezek? He's going to get the 100. Once again, achrayin, Shimon, the last nizik, noitel mona, he gets 100. And the way it's going to work is, ushalofonav, the two previous bailim, Yaakov and Reuven, each one is going to have to pay 50% toward that 100. So the original shar hamazik, that was worth 200, Now, out of that, Yaakov and Reuven have to give up 100. How much is left? 50 for Yaakov, 50 for Reuven. That's what the Mishnah means. Weiter, Zeh, the first Nizik, meaning Reuven, Noitel Chamishim Zos, he gets 50 out of the 100 that's left over in the Shor HaMazik. Vezeh, and Yaakov, the first Balabas, the original Mazik, Noitel Chamishim Zos, he takes his 50 that's left out of the 100, because 100 goes to the new Nizik, to Shimon. But right now, we have three partners in the Shor HaMazik, because the Nizik always becomes a partner. There's Yaakov, who originally owned the Shor. There's Reuven and Shimon. But that's not enough. We have to know the breakdown. What are the percentages? Well, Yaakov and Reuven each own 50-50. Meaning to say 50 zuz and 50 zuz out of the Shor. Shimon owns 100 zuz out of the Shor. So really, if you look at it percentage-wise, Shimon owns 50% of the value of the Shor. And Yaakov and Reuven own 25% each of the value of the Shor. Now, Chazar v'Nagach, this Shor that's owned by these three people, by Yaakov, Reuven, and Shimon, turns around and zetzes Shor Acher, a different Shor, Levi's Shor, which is also Shavah Messiah worth 200, and here too the Nevela is worth nothing. So Levi says, oh, Yuvay, I have to deal with three partners, but listen, I need my 100 Zuz, I need my Chatzin Nezek. And he's going to get it. Ha'achrin, this last Nizik, Levi, Noitel money, he's going to get his 100. But now, what's left in the Shor? There's 100 left? How do we divide that 100? Well, L'shalafonav, the Nizik before him, that's Shimon, Chemishim Zuz, he gets 50 Zuz. Because, as explained, his Chelik in the Shor was 100 Zuz. He loses 50. His Chelik in the Shor was 50%, so he has to pay 50% of the Chatzin Nizik. So Shimon now owns only 50 Zuz in this Shor. Ushnaim and Ashinim are the first two. Yaakov and Reuven, remember them? Well, until now they had 50 each. Reuven owned 50 zuz. Yaakov owned 50 zuz. Shimon had 100 zuz. Well, now that we have to give 100 zuz to Levi, so everyone goes down half. Shimon goes down from 100 zuz to 50 zuz. Yaakov and Reuven go down from previously owning 50 zuz to 25 zuz in this shor. A dinner zuz is 25 zuz. A dinner zuz, a golden dinner, is the equivalent of 25 zuz Shal Keseh. That's what the Mishnah means. Ushnayim and Ashayim are the first two, Reuven and Yaakov, who until now had 50 zuz each in the Shor. They each have to give up half of their share, so they go down to 25 each in the Shor, which is a dinner zahav. Now, wait a second. When we were talking about Reb Meir, so we said that the Nizik grabbed the Shor. What happened over here? Did the Nizik grab the Shor? And the answer is, doesn't make a difference. According to Reb Shimon, who holds like Rabbi Akiva, that the Mazik and the Nizik are shutif, even if the Nizik grabs the Shor, they're still both shutfim. They still both have to pay, the Mazik and the Nizik. And by the way, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that the Mazik and the Nizik are considered shutfim. They're considered partners in the Shor tam that does damage. Which would also mean that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, quickly chazring over our Mishnah. We have a Shor tam that gored four or five Shvarim, one after the other. That's a Yaakov Shor, which is worth 200 zuz. Gort Reuven Shor, afterwards Shimon Shor, afterwards Levi Shor, afterwards Yehuda Shor. And each of the Shvarim are worth 200 zuz. And the Nevelos, they're all worth nothing. And we explained that in each case we're talking about a Shor Tam that pays only Megufoy. Remember we asked the question, how could he be a Shor Tam if he gored so many times? So we explained that between Reuven and Shimon Shor, there was a Shor that he saw and he didn't attack. Between Shimon and Levi, there may have been two Shvarim that he saw that he didn't attack. So he stays a Shor Tam. The din is, Yishalim la'achrin shebehem. We pay the Chatzin Nezek to the last Nizek. If there's not enough money, the last Nizek gets his Chatzin Nezek. V'im yesh b'maiser. If there's anything left over, Yachsel shalofanav. So the Nizek before him. First Yehuda's going to get his Chatzin Nezek. If there's anything left over, it'll go to Levi. V'im yesh by meiser, there's money left over after we pay Levi, yachzer l'shalifnei funav. It'll go back to Shimon. The rule is v'ha'achrein achrein nisker. The further down you are on the list, in terms of being a nizik, whoever's shor was hurt last, he has a greater chance of getting paid. Divrei Rabbi Meir as a halt Rabbi Meir. Remember how we explained Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds look of Yishmael that the nizik does not become a partner in the shor hamazik. And what happened was, is that Yankel Shor attacked Reuven Shor. And Reuven grabbed the shahr. He wanted to make sure he was going to get paid. So he grabbed the shahr. I'm responsible for the shahr now, said Reuven, until I get paid. That was a big mistake. Because now that the shahr runs away, and he attacks Shimon's shahr, Shimon goes back to Yaakov. Yaakov says, and listen to me. Maybe I owe Reuven the money. But once Reuven took the shahr away from me, and he was the shomer, he's totally responsible. It's not like we're two shufim that are working together. I'm the owner of the shahr. He took it away from me. He's the shomer, so he's responsible. You would think Shimon would learn from Reuven's mistake. No. Now, Shimon grabs the shahr. Until I get paid, I'm holding on to the shahr. Then the shahr runs away from Shimon and attacks Levi's shahr. Levi grabs the shahr, and the shahr runs away from Levi and attacks Yehuda's shahr. So the same thing. Yehuda goes to Yaakov, not me. He goes to Reuven, not me. He goes to Shimon, not me. He goes to Levi. Levi, you were watching the shahr. You're not a partner. You're Stam a Shimer. That has full responsibility. That's why, according to the mayor, it's always the last one that gets paid, and only if there's extra that we go back to the one before. Kum to Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon says, I hold like Rebbe Akiva, that the Nizik becomes a partner with the Mazik in the goof of the shahr. So if Yaakov's shahr, which is worth 200 zuz, attacks Reuven's shahr, which is worth 200 zuz, and again, in all these cases, the nevela is worth nothing. So it's not just that Yaakov has to pay Reuven chatzi nezek. Yaakov and Reuven are now partners. Each one owns half the shahr. Yaakov used to own a shahr that's worth 200. Now he only owns 50% of it. He owns 100 zuz in the shahr. And Reuven owes 100 zuz in the shahr. And it doesn't make a difference who grabbed the shahr, who's watching the shahr, but right now, whether it's Yaakov or Reuven, they're partners and they're jointly responsible. And therefore, when this shahr now attacks Shimon's shahr, Shimon says, I had a shahr that was worth 200. You owe me chatzi nezek. You, Reuven, and Shimon. Maybe until now you each had 100 zuz, but guess what? Now you each have only 50 zuz. I have the other 100. And now all three are partners. Yaakov, Reuven, and Shimon, but they don't have the same percentage. Yaakov and Reuven each have 25% of the total shahr. And being that the total shahr is 200 zuz, that means each one has how much? Each one has 50. And Shimon, who just got paid 100, Shimon owns 50% of the shahr, which is 100 zuz. Now the shahr attacks Levi's shahr. Come, Levi says, you owe me 100 zuz, you three partners. So Shimon, who used to own 100 zuz in the shahr, he has to give up chatzi nezek. He has to give up 50. Yaakov and Reuven, that each owned 50 until now, they have to give up half. They each have to give up 25. So that's how Levi's going to get his 100. He's going to get 50 from Shimon, and then 25 plus 25 from Yaakov and Reuven. And again, Shimon out of his 100 is left with 50, and Yaakov and Reuven, they're left with 25 each. You know, a lot of times, we want to feel like we own something. You want to be a shutev in something. It's very chashuv to be a shutev in something. You may say to a friend, I don't want to just be a person who can use something. I want to be a partner. I want to own it. We forget that along with ownership comes a much greater sense of responsibility.